Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here with Star Wars The Force Awakens Black Series Wave 5. This is the new wave that is here. It has Jango Fett, Flame Trooper, Finn in his Stormtrooper outfit, and Han Solo from The Force Awakens, as well as the returning Captain Phasma. So if you don't have Captain Phasma yet, and you're collecting this line, get this assortment, because you get a lot of good stuff in it. So, we don't get a lot of prequel characters, so seeing Jango Fett was pretty exciting. This 6-inch action figure is modeled after his look in the Battle of Geonosis. He has the dent in his helmet, a lot of weathering on the silver parts of his armor, and the coloring is much closer to how it is in the movie. The bodysuit is purple, the helmet has the blue stripes on it. It's a pretty thin helmet. It's removable, and under it you get to see the not-so-scarred head of Jango Fett. They lift off the various beatings he's had over the years. The figure has single-jointed elbows, he has double-jointed knees, rocker ankles, working holsters, removable rocket pack, and I would say it's probably one of the best-looking Black Series figures we've seen so far. They did a really bang-up job painting it, and everything basically moves like you would like. It even has a bicep swivel, so it's good. It's nice. I mean, I'm using horribly unuseful words to say that this is a fine toy. I bought a lot of Jango Fett toys when Attack of the Clones came out, and some of them were more impressive than others. This is more impressive than I would say most of those. So if you have the means, pick one up. The helmet's a little on the smaller side, but it fits adequately on his head, so I don't think it's going to be a huge, huge problem for anybody. Next up, Han Solo. He has his blaster, and that's it. The figure is nicely articulated. The pants are a little on the baggy side, but he has no problems standing or being posed or holding his gun or holding his gun while it's still in his holster. The jacket is brown. The pants are almost the same color. It would be nice if we had a little bit more contrast, but when you make figures and you do various kinds of paint for weathering, there are limitations. The head sculpt is very nice. The paint, of course, varies from figure to figure. It looks a lot like Harrison Ford, which is good, because it is. He has no problem holding his gun. The figure's hand is sculpted in a trigger finger, so he can put his finger in the guard and take aim. I have not yet tested to see if he can hold on to Chewbacca's bowcaster. He has an ab... I don't want to say crunch joint, because that's not quite right, but there is a waist joint slightly below the ribcage area. The jacket is a separate piece. It is most likely, yes, it is removable, but if you take it off, then he has jacket sleeves and no jacket, so don't take it off. The holster is sculpted to the hip, and yeah, looks good. It's a good old man Han Solo figure. Hopefully we'll get Leia and Luke someday. I mean, someday soon would be nice. But you never know when these things are going to happen these days, because they seem to be very secretive about everything going on with Star Wars. The Finn Trooper figure is basically the regular Stormtrooper figure from last year, with a new neck piece for Finn and a new helmet. The blasters are pretty much the same, the deco is pretty much the same. The helmet itself has the bloody handprint, and you'll see some markings on the sides of the helmet as well. The helmet is a tight fit, and I do mean a tight fit. I put it on and I notice it's already scraping a little bit of paint off of the figure on the inside of the helmet, so you maybe don't want to do that too much. It is a tight fit. The elbows are the same as before. They're okay. They're not the best elbows Hasbro's ever done, but they do bend about... you get about a 135-degree angle when he's bent. It's not like a 90-degree angle like you might hope for, or even tighter like on the various original trilogy Stormtroopers they've done. You have rocker ankles, double-jointed knees, that mid-ab joint that you love so much. Works very nicely. And the figure looks spectacular when he's holding his helmet. And to be honest with you, I would recommend displaying him that way just because of that tightness. I don't want to cause any long-term damage to your figure or its paint. So just be sure to have him hold on to his helmet, and he's going to be fine. I wish he was a little short for a Stormtrooper, but he's not, so you'll just have to settle for a pretty good John Boyega Trooper on your shelf with your other figures. So, it's not bad. Rounding out the set is the Flame Trooper. the case has two, and it is a doozy. He's got a really big backpack that plugs into his back just fine. There's two little pegs that go fit into place. There is a waist swivel joint. The elbows work very nicely. You get bend and swivel wrists, I think. Maybe they're just swivel. I really should have checked before I put the flamethrower in his hand, because let me tell you, it was a difficult thing to do. It's just swivel wrists, not bend and swivel, so I apologize on that. But yeah, getting the hands posing on the gun just right can be difficult. And with some of these figures lately, if you don't have the bend and swivel wrist, it's a little bit harder. So in this case, it is a little bit harder. The figure's armor looks great. The painting is nice. The special detailing on the back, the red dots, it's all there. There are various handles and hoses and little bits and pieces that seem to be removable, actually. I didn't realize they were. So they're there as well. You get your rocker ankles, your double-jointed knees, and you're going to be able to get some nice poses out of this figure. It's not mega articulated, but it's good enough to walk around holding his gun. Now, I haven't been able to get him to hold the gun in a way that I would consider to be Bernie menacing, if that makes sense. You know, in the movie, they go around torching a village. And he can hold the gun just fine, but he doesn't hold it in a way that looks like he's actually using it. It just looks like he's holding it. So it'll look good on your shelf, but if you're doing a diorama where you're burning down buildings and children and horrible things, you might want to customize the figure a little bit, maybe make a couple of cuts or carves around the elbow joints to see if you can get some more action out of this action figure. It's a good-looking figure. It's a hefty figure. The size is good. It reminds me a lot of the Clone Commando figures, like Scorch and Fixer and Seven Boss. So it's a good design. Could use a little bit more in the mobility on the upper half of the figure, but I still think you're going to like it. I mean, let's be honest here. We're all very big fans of Troopers, Stormtroopers, Snowtroopers, whatever you got. And these are good additions to any shelf of these kinds of figures. So your first order collection is going to be a little bit better after you get these, I think. And we have other waves up for order. We do not necessarily have pictures of everything yet, but we have more coming soon. Luke Skywalker, Sabine, Darth Revan, and more are coming this year. And it should be a good year for 6-inch figures, as long as you actually get them. I mean, that's the trick right now, is like, can you find the figures you want? If you pre-order with us, the answer is probably yes. I can't guarantee yes, because we never know what we're actually going to get shipped until it gets here, but we do offer pre-orders for pretty much every wave that's available. So order yours today. Take a look. Many of them are available with free shipping as well. And I can tell by my warbling voice that I need to stop talking because I'm not feeling great. So I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. I hope you guys have a lovely March weekend. There's a lot of good movies coming out this week. And of course, The Force Awakens will be out on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital the first week of April. So don't miss that. And if you still haven't seen the movie yet, you really should, because I still hear people making comments about spoilers and, you know, 2-3 months in, you should see the movie. You deserve it. You're good enough. I believe in you. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.